Hi there, Susan Calder here again, former lay pastor and lay pastor board member, as well as a friend of Mel Steinbrunn. I live in the United States of America. It is said that close to 90% of every American household has a Bible. Actually, on average, up to three Bibles. I myself must have at least 15 different translations, sizes. Some are fancy, encased in leather with gold leafing, and some look like cheap paperback novels. Some are old and worn, and some have never been opened. Of course, it's not how a Bible looks that makes a Bible. It's what's on the inside. The Bible is a very unusual book in many ways. Of course, it's not just one book. It's 66 books. There's not just one author, but over 40 authors. It was not written over a year or so, but over 1,500 years. There's no other book written that has had so many prophecies come true, so many historical events confirmed by other writings and archaeology. It's really amazing. The Holy Spirit inspired human authors such as Moses, David, Isaiah, Matthew, John, Paul, and others to write God's true story. Each writer reflects his own personality and culture, but records God's words and truth. Despite its many authors, the unity of the Bible's theme reveals its authenticity and divine inspiration. God's divine oversight has preserved the integrity of scriptures through the ages, and archaeological discoveries such as the Dead Sea Scrolls confirm the reliability of the scriptural text. We have at our disposal the very words of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God didn't leave us without instructions, and he didn't answer every question we have about nature and about him, but as Deuteronomy 29:29 states, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. He has revealed all we need to know. We must trust his word. For every Christian, Bible study is essential. The Bible represents God's revelation of himself, his son, and his sovereign plan for human history. From Genesis to Revelation, we have all we need to know. Biblical truth transcends time, generation, cultures, and every human boundary. We have stories and messages that give us examples of how to live and how not to live, but also the Bible reveals ultimate truth about our sin and the salvation God has provided through the atoning sacrifice of his own Son. Jesus and his work represent the heart of all scripture. In America, although 90% of those households have a Bible, only about 33% of them read it. The most wonderful book ever written seems crazy to me. I usually read from my 365 NIV Bible. It has the Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs readings for each day. I read approximately 15 minutes a day and finish the Bible every year. I've been doing this for 20 years. You would think I'd know it by now, but God's Word is alive and active. It's not just words on a page, it's alive. And so I approach my reading each day expectant for the Lord to speak to me. It amazes me that I feel like I'm reading some scriptures for the first time when I know I've read the words before. He always gives me just what I need, and sometimes he gives me what I need to tell others. I love God's Word and am blessed to have such easy access to it. Today, I'd just like to encourage you to take a look at your Bible. Open it with expectation of meeting God. He is always faithful to provide just what you need.